then come back to the one you love.
Yeah. Back to Typically Tuesdays. You just heard Campus by Vampire Weekend, and before that, Yawatani by Awa. My name is Jade.
My name is Leslie. We're talking about movies. You know, Oscars are coming up. We just left off discussing our thoughts about this year's nominees for the Oscars. I will ask, okay, before I ask my question, I would like to know from you, actress in a leading role. We have nominees, Cate Blanchett for Tar, Ana de Armas from Blonde, Andrea Riseborough from To Me,
to Leslie,
Michelle Williams in The Fabelmans, and Michelle Yeoh from Everything Everywhere All at Once. Who do you think will win? And what is this about this controversy we're talking about?
Oh my God. That's a complicated question. And I feel like I have to preface this by saying that Oscars voters are demographically very different from the type of people that enjoy movies, I think. And for people who are like really into movies, are in the, I guess, the film fandom, people are saying that it is going to be either Michelle Yeoh or Cate Blanchett. But I am not so sure. I do know that a lot of people will riot if Michelle doesn't win, which I don't know if I'm ready for all the Twitter thread discourses on that. I don't know. I mean, that is my guess between Michelle and Cate. This whole thing with Andrea Riseborough is definitely something that might, as the film bros say, split the white women vote between Cate and Andrea. But and maybe it will end up with Michelle having more votes. But I'm not sure.
Okay. Is there a person who you want to win?
I honestly don't know. I obviously it'd be great if Michelle Yeoh wins. But again, I don't think I can make an objective. I mean, it is subjective, but I can't make a well-rounded assessment, being that I haven't watched any of the other movies that were nominated. From what I've watched of Tar, I mean, Kate is, she's great. I mean, she's a great actress. So could be Kate, could be Michelle, could be Andrea, could be other Michelle.
Okay.
Could be, who else was nominated?
Ana de Armas.
It definitely is not on Ana de Armas.
Oh my goodness. Well,
don't never say never, but that movie, if you want to talk about exploitation and suffering, you know?
Yeah.
Blonde did win worst film at the Razzies this Saturday.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. If you want a really good breakdown of Blonde, you should check out the film critic Be Kind Rewind's movie on it. She does a really great breakdown of how poorly
bad it is.
How poorly the director handles the framing of Marilyn Monroe's life, and how actually not subversive it is. So go check that out. Speaking of Michelle Yeoh, do you have like, are you familiar with, are you like some other people, super familiar with her filmography, and what's your favorite movie from her?
I know nothing about her filmography. I think she was in Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon. Was she in that?
Yes, she was. Yeah.
Okay. My family has like a vendetta against the director.
Oh.
So I've never seen it.
Have you seen Brokeback Mountain?
No.
Isn't it?
But that's for other reasons. That's for like childhood trauma reasons.
Okay. Can I know why you don't like your family doesn't like Ang Lee?
No, there's like absolutely no reason. It's just like an inexplicable, like idiosyncratic thing. And it's like my grudge against Tony Kushner. There's absolutely no reason for it, and yet it's like a family. It's like a blood curse. It's a deep blood. Is that what it's called? A blood curse? Bad blood? A blood feud? There
blood
it is.
Feud. Yeah. That's so funny. Okay, all right. Oh, okay.
I will have to say that I'm not, you know, very much into martial arts movies, aside from like comedy movies by Steven Chow.
Oh,
so I'm
okay.
I'm not super familiar with it, and I haven't seen Crazy Rich Asians.
Do you like Star Trek?
I have not seen Star Trek. Was she in Star Trek?
She was in, I think, a recent version of it.
Oh. I have not.
Okay. That is fine. I also do not like Star Trek, or I haven't seen it or whatever. But that is very surprising to me, because I think a lot of people who...
Oh, she was in Kung Fu Panda. Okay, I've seen that.
Who does she play?
Or she was in Kung Fu Panda 2. I take it back. I haven't seen the sequel to Kung Fu Panda.
Oh my God. Okay, all right. That's kind of comes as a surprise to me, because I know a lot of people who watched Everything Everywhere All at Once for Michelle Yeoh, including me. That is the reason why I wanted to watch it. I wasn't like a huge fangirl or anything, but I remembered that I remembered her from watching Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon when I was little. I knew that she was a Bond girl at one point. And, you know, she's an excellent action star. I'm so surprised to hear that you hadn't watched a lot of her movies before. So did you enjoy her in this role? And would you watch more of Michelle Yeoh?
I would. I mean, I watched some of her acting, Crazy Rich Asians. I watched some clips that surface on TikTok of the movie. Mm-hmm. And she was great. I think she's obviously a very accomplished actress. Do you think Michelle Yeoh needs an Oscar? Or to the effect that anybody needs an Oscar? to validate their career?
I think if she wins the Oscar, it, my personal opinion is that it is not a huge win for her, but a huge win for, it will feel like a huge win for Asian American people. And that is, and I want to point out Asian American people, because mm-hmm. Michelle Yeoh is not Asian American. Yeah, she's not American. But I think it will validate a lot of American people who are Asian. I don't necessarily think she needs one, because I think she has always been brilliant. And if anything, this movie is simply just a vehicle for her to continue to show non-Asians, and especially white audiences and white film producers, that like she has a place. But
right.
I don't think she needs that award. I personally would like to see her get it, not because of the Asian American thing, but just because I think she's so great. But I don't know. I think if she wins, it is going to be treated kind of like performatively. And that is my one kind of discomfort with the possibility that she would win. And mm-hmm. I don't know if I've said this on the show, but I think I might have said this to you before, Jade, that the success of Everything, Everywhere, Everything, All at Once, I am afraid that it is simply going to allow Hollywood to cast like the same handful of Asian actors in everything, as they have done for quite a while, with a smaller pool, but now the pool will just be a little bit bigger. I have a lot of, I don't know, hang-ups about quote-unquote representation, and especially like quote-unquote representation of Asian people in American media. And I feel very conscious, or not conscious, cautious. What about you? Do you think Michelle Yeoh needs this?
No, I don't think she needs this. Speaking from somebody who knows very little about her filmography, but much of her name, I feel like she's accomplished enough in her life that she doesn't need this like validation from the Americans, really. Everybody knows who she is in Asia. So like you said, her win wouldn't really be a win for her. It would kind of like be this national thing for the Asian Americans,
mm-hmm.
who have their own thing going on. And that's all I have to say about that.
Yeah. I wanted to ask you, you know, last year we also kind of did a little bit of Oscars coverage. Did you end up watching any of the movies that were released last year that were nominated?
Don't think I watched any movies last year.
No. I mean, like since then.
Oh, since then.
Hmm.
Oh my God. Well, Opta Loco was nominated last year. I feel like I've watched two movies this year, or the year before.
Did you end up watching The Power of the Dog?
No, that's the gay one, right?
Yes.
No, I didn't watch it.
What about Belfast? I remember you saying that you were interested in that.
I was, and I didn't see it. I avoided Dune. Wow, I watched no movies last year, not even Encanto. I listened to the entire soundtrack at work, but I didn't watch the movie. I feel like I have seen enough. I have heard enough just from listening to the songs.
What about The Tragedy of Macbeth?
That I also didn't see.
Coda. That nope. one best picture. Okay. All right. Great. Great. Good.
Yeah. I mean, you can check out my Letterboxd if you want to see my reviews in real time. It's Tofu Himbo.
I did watch one, at least one, since the Oscars from last year aired. So I had watched Encanto already, but then I also watched Flea, which is an animated documentary about a man's journey from Afghanistan as a refugee to Denmark. And that was really good. If you are a person who does not believe in the power of the medium of animation, get into Flea. Speaking of animation, I really have to say I appreciate Guillermo del Toro this year. Not only directing Pinocchio, which I have not watched yet, but also in his press coverage being very adamant about validating animation as a medium, not as a genre.
Mm.
Guillermo,
so true.
I see you. You and I, we have the same brain. Ow. You and I, we have the same brain. Yeah, no. Are you interested in watching any of the movies that have been nominated this year?
Yeah. I mean, After Sun, like I said.
Oh, right.
Yes. Really, I do want to watch Tar just to see what the kerfuffle is about. Are you going to see Two Leslie? It is for you. Maybe, and I think you should see Women Talking. I think you really need it.
I don't know if I can watch Women Talking. It sounds really intense.
It just sounds like, so is it the women or the talking that's too intense for you?
The entrapment. Speaking of entrapment, I don't really have any interest in watching Two Leslie, but I feel like I have to do it for the family, you know?
Yeah.
For the Leslie community.
Yeah.
God.
For the diaspora.
For the Leslie culture. Yeah, I don't know. In seriousness, I would not watch Women Talking. It just sounds like, I looked it up. It's just, wow. This is, it just sounds like extremely vomit inducing.
I see.
The whole thing. But I think it's important that it was produced. And I mean that, Jade, slandering me. and I, there are a number of the animated films, very Leslie core that I want to check out. Obviously, Pinocchio, but also Marcel with the Shoes On, and this movie called Sea Beast, which I hadn't heard of, but I might want to check it out. Also, had you watched Turning Red?
No, I haven't.
Okay. I
don't like the fact that they didn't talk about 9/11 in the movie. That's a real turnoff for me.
Oh, is that so?
Yeah.
Okay.
I only watch movies if they talk about 9/11.
Okay.
Which is why I didn't like Everything Everywhere All at Once.
Because
no,
they didn't...
9/11.
I thought I didn't like Everywhere, Everything, All at Once. Oh my God. What is this name?
I can't even say it.
I can't.
Everything, Everywhere, All at Once.
Oh, good Lord. Anyways, do you have any other thoughts about what we talked about today?
No.
Cool. That's great. Well, that's been Typically Tuesdays here on CJSF 90.1 FM. Thank you so much for tuning in. Who do you think is going to win Best Picture today? Who do you think is going to win Best Picture this year? Let us know. Send us a message on Instagram. We're at Typically Tuesdays, or send us an email. We're typicallytuesdays@gmail.com. If you enjoyed today's music, you know, check out the artists who we mentioned. And what else? If you want to support us by not just listening to our program, tell your friends and family about our show. We'd love to get more ears on it. Yeah.
I do want to point out that by the time this show comes out, the Oscars will be over.
Time isn't real. If Michelle Yeoh has taught us anything, time is not real.
Why don't you talk about, why don't you tell us about your Oscars predictions? Who you thought was going to get the award and who actually did? Did it actually come true? Were there any surprises? Did Michelle Yeoh win? Tell us. We don't know. I mean, we will by the time the episode comes out, but we don't know now. And now is Saturday night.
Yeah, let
us know. We are trapped in this box. It is Monday for you, but it would always be Saturday for us.
That's horrific.
At Typically Tuesdays.
Ugh, yikes. Perpetual Saturday night. That's a different type of Saturday night fever now, isn't it? Speaking of movies. Anyways, tune in to more great CJSF programming. Check out Intravenous every Wednesday from 10 to 11, talking about all things, all genders. My name is Leslie.
And I'm Jade.
This is one last song by Daniel Kahn. This is Hallelujah. Enjoy.
Gewinn an Igen wie ein Sod, was David hat gespielt vor Gott, nur dir wollt's nicht gewinn, als ein Jeschue. Und mir singt das Oi, a Fa, a Sol, a Mische Berech hebt a Kol, der Duller Melech webt a Halleluja. Deine Munde ist geworden schwach, Bascheve bot sich auf dem Dach, ihr Chein und ihr Levone, dein Refue. Und sie nimmt ein Guff, sie nimmt ein Kopf, sie schneit von deiner Hora Zop und zieht von Meul herab, Halleluja. O Teire, ich kenn dein Stil, ich bin geschlafen auf dein Deal, ich hab kein Mal nicht gelebt mit Ersatznuhe. Und ich seh dein Schloss, ich seh dein Fall, ein Herz ist nicht kein Melechs Thron, es ist eine kalte und eine kalte Halleluja. Und wie mal, du sag mir uns, was tut sich dort in dein Scheiß, du wusch darfst sich schämen wie Absole. Und gedenk, wie ich hab in dir geruht, wie die Schiene glut in unser Blut, und jeder Atem tut a Halleluja. So sein mein Gott, ist gar nicht da, und Liebe so sein kaum im Roh, a Puster träumt zerbrochen und Mechule. Sind ich kein Gewehn in Mitternacht, nicht kein bald Schuwe aufgewacht, nur ein elende Kolkeure, Halleluja. Abikoyres rufst du mich, mit Shem Hawaii lästerich, is meile, ich der wart nicht kein Geur.